Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach, and I'm here with the April Energy Update. Guys, April brings a roller coaster ride. It will by far be the most intense month of the year, and I got to tell you, I'm here for it. It feels intense, but actually like it's really propelling us into a new energy. So we start the month with Mercury in retrograde on April 1st. So most people associate this with delays, mistakes, but in my experience, it's almost like it's like hormones. It turns up the volume on our shadow selves, on stuff we need to look at. So you might find old wounds coming up, our hidden truths being revealed. So wherever you have resistance, Mercury retrograde is going to shine the light on that resistance. So that's why people tend to manifest these delays and things during this Mercury retrograde time. So this month will be disruptive, but it's initiating change. And that's what I love about it. It's going to be the change you need. It might be not be the change you think you want. It may look like a crisis or a dilemma, but it will force you to rise. So every single client I've had, I keep getting the same card, which is turning obstacles into stepping stones. And it's been a consistent message for the past week. So this means do your best to perceive every setback as perfect timing and every disappointment as evidence that new and better things are coming. Because this is going to help you when you remind yourself, oh, this is just leading me where I want to go. This is just leading me to a new beginning. So take the time to assess how in alignment am I with my true self. This year has been about deciding what that looks like, deciding who we are and who we're meant to be. So April has the potential to reveal this person to you. Who am I meant to be? Who am I meant to become? Where is my greatness live? This is a great month to open up to that. But like I said, it might force you into out of your comfort zone, which we've been tiptoeing into, but now you're being shoved, okay? So the first half of the month will feel more intense with like doors closing, like perceived setbacks or old feelings coming up. The second half will be like new doors opening, a deeper sense of grounding or stability as we move into Taurus in May at the end of the month. So you can look forward to that, but decide to plan for your success for the rest of the year, because this month is what's going to set you up for the rest of the year. So what does your success look like? What does it feel like? That might mean relationships for you. That might mean money for you. That might mean career. I don't know, but set it up, prepave that energy. Surprises, possibilities, and challenges that will propel you forward will be the major themes of this month. Okay. That's why I love it, because I'm a Leo. So I am here for positive change, even if it's uncomfortable. So we have a powerful eclipse at the end of March, which was a huge release. So that last week of March, everyone might be exhausted. You might feel exhilarated depending on where you're at. It's like one or the other. Okay. It's not really an in-between. So April invites you to find like even the smallest things that you love about life, because April's going to amplify. Okay. So if you're activating joy, if you're activating bliss, you're going to get more of that. So you could turn this into a really energetic, really action-filled, fun month if you release the need for things to be perfect before you act. This is like not waiting for the temperature to be right in a pool before you jump in, okay? If you go with what feels good in a spontaneous and go with this quick-moving energy, it'll feel like this month is flying by and things are all working out and you won't get caught up in this more disruptive energy. If you're in a slower energy, if you're in resistance, if you're in victimhood, if you're in fear, you're going to be sort of squeezed a little more, okay? So this month is about freedom. Aries is the baby of the zodiac. It's the beginning of the zodiac year, and it is all about freedom seeking. So you have to find what makes you feel free. So this is a great month to clean up money stuff, to open to new relationships if you feel like partnerships or friendships where you feel trapped or that are toxic. The past few months have been filled with relationship upheavals. So this is a good time to sort of reap the benefits of that contrast by having the clarity of what relationships are really important to you and what you, the ones you really value. So as we move to the end, I want you to think about this relationship we have with ease. And what that means is that we say we want things to be easy, but then we're not creating ease. We're creating things being hard. So why is that? And this came in when I was meditating for this particular energy of it, which is check in with yourself if ease equals freedom or if it equals being unsafe. Because some people's nervous systems have acclimated so much to the chaos that they feel safer with the hard journey because it's what their body sees as familiar. You know, the cells of our bodies adjust miraculously to whatever we do or give it. So this month is going to expose the truth of, do you really want it to be easy? Do you really want to be happy? Or do you want to continue to be right? And do you want to continue to let it be hard? This is completely up to you. And whatever you choose, it will get bigger this month in a massive way that you cannot ignore. Okay. So here's my advice for April. I'm stealing from this advice from a great guy. His name's Preston Smiles. He's a great coach. He sets a reminder on his phone to dance, play, or have fun several times a day. This looks like more reasons to smile, to play, to be light about life. This energy is just going to really help you align with that forward-moving, freedom-seeking vibe that Aries has to offer. Second, think about how you can further free and unlimit yourself. So that means, where are you contradicting your desires? How can you better shift your perception from bondage to freedom? So, because what you believe is what you're getting. So maybe, what belief am I holding, or what thought do I keep thinking that's still in my way, you know? So if you're still assigning power outside of yourself or to others or to the world or to your boss or to your partner, this is the time to sort of reroute that belief system, okay? This will help you unleash your full potential. Continue gratitude practices, set intentions to love your life. That's the intention you want to set for the rest of this year. I want things to come in that are going to make me love my life even more. So choose to connect to your own personal joy and bliss, because what makes me joyful is going to be different than what makes you joyful, okay? If you're in the midst of chaos, leaning into vulnerability instead of hiding away will be the key to getting the gifts from whatever's coming to you, okay? You will be a new version of yourself by the end of this month. So just be excited about what this month could bring you, because it's intense and it's so powerful if you let it and use the energy that's available to you. So I hope this was helpful, guys. Sending you so much love, and can't wait to see you in more grounded, more calm Taurus season coming in May. All right, lots of love.